Gareth, and you know, I think where Gareth has been brought up, and Gareth is in a way probably the best character in the work, in my way of thinking. It's like he knows these things innately. He says in the middle of 240, I incline my agreement with Trolldibox, said Gareth. After all, what is the good of killing poor Kerns who do not know anything? It would be much better for the people who are angry to fight each other themselves, knight against knight. This is what Merlin's trying to get Arthur to think. And that's what he's killed. Arthur, will you please think? Will you come to this point? And Gareth already gets it. The boys take some donkeys, go down to the shore, and we're going to get this mixture of plot lines. We're going to have a magic barge with three knights, King Pellinor among them, and his friend Sir Gamore, show up, and they don't even know a war is going on. And these people, when we again, you know, because of the movies we've seen, think knights are everywhere and they're common figures, these are very curious figures to these people. These figures with armor on who are just around, and so they attract a crowd. In chapter 6, we're back to Arthur. He's hugely outnumbered for the battle that's about to be fought. Place's battle has been set. And Arthur has been thinking and wants to talk with Merlin about chivalry. Obviously, this is what we've been moving toward. We're trying to get Arthur. That's what all his education has really been for, not to pull the sword out, but to produce a better society. And he wants to talk about this.